All right, time to pivot, time to switch gears, time to talk about the future use of energy in Louisiana. They've got a big event tied into this. Can you go? Yeah, okay. A big event tied in to the Super Bowl. Want to welcome in Mike Mazzola and Stephen Loy. Fellas, how y'all doing?
Great. Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good morning, Brian.
Glad to have y'all back in this morning talking about this. Before we get into Super Pitch, let's talk a little bit about fuel, how it got rolling, where it's at right now, you know, how it got started and where it is, that the whole backstory.
Well, the backstory is that energy is one of the most important industries in Louisiana. And I think everybody agrees we need more energy.
Yes.
And so fuel is about future-proofing energy in Louisiana for the nation and the world. And it's a program sponsored by the National Science Foundation. Louisiana was awarded one of 10 of these monstrous innovation engines back in March of 2024. And it really proved that Cajuns know how to do research and to innovate. And so that's where we're at right now.
Very cool stuff. And we've seen so many examples in the news recently of the absolute demand here, the absolute need here. With Meta coming to Louisiana, the need for energy is there. And then St. Francisville, they pick West Louisiana because of the power plant, because of River Bend. In fact, there was a story in Top Stories and Trending about a whole team coming together. You know what? I threw away the paper. I had the paper, and then I threw it away. We had a story in Top Stories and Trending about Chevron and a number of others. I got it right here. Chevron, GE Vernova, and an investment firm called Engine Number One forming a joint venture to power artificial intelligence data centers with natural gas-fueled electricity. So as we have need for data, as we have need for everything that we use in our lives, our need for energy continues to grow. That's how fuel got started. How is it going right now?
Well, Stephen?
Yeah. So right now we are, as a lot of people know, that Super Bowl is coming back to New Orleans this coming Sunday. Next coming Sunday, right. Not the 9th. And so we are pulling together a pitch competition the Wednesday, February 5th,
okay,
in New Orleans. So we have four companies pitching. The total purse is $175,000.
Wow.
Yeah, first place gets $100,000. Second place gets $50,000. Third place gets $25,000. And those companies that are pitching are energy related. They fit within fuel's mission there. And so it's going to be a great time for people to come together and learn about what's happening in Louisiana, because Fuel is a statewide organization about entrepreneurship and energy.
You've got four companies pitching and three prizes?
Well, we are going to have a fourth prize.
Okay. I was going to say, somebody's going to lose here.
Actually, the fourth prize is we're going to validate their parking.
There you go. Hey, for Super Bowl week, that's a pretty stiff prize right there.
That's right.
So $100,000 is the top prize on the line here. And you just can't get away from pitch competitions, can you?
It's in my blood.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of ideas are we looking for here? What kind of ideas? Just the rough draft of what's being pitched. Yeah.
A lot of it is using carbon as a product, as a feedstock. And so that's really what a lot of these companies are doing. Mm-hmm. Encore CO2, for example, is taking CO2 and making additional products. They can make seltzer out of CO2. So it's taking CO2 and using it in a different way.
John, you heard that? You heard that? Every time a carbon capture project comes up and I mention my SodaStream,
yeah,
everybody laughs at me.
Right.
Everybody, that's not what it's for. And here we go.
There you go.
Here we go. Yep. Yes. Okay.
And you know what? Edge. We're dead serious about this.
That's how much carbon can that? Well, I guess we can get into the technicals of it when we have our winners and maybe get them on as a follow up later on. But no, that is exactly one usage of it. What other other than you know, Topo Chico's, what else is out there for carbon usage?
There are several others out there. There's a couple of them are having to do with carbon capturing and auditing and creating accounting for that.
Okay.
Because if there's going to be a secondary market to use the carbon credits,
mm-hmm,
you need to know exactly what you're doing with that. So we're seeing a lot of that is not only on the software side, but also on the hardware side.
Aside from carbon, there's a number of other possibilities out there when it comes to future energy. What are we looking at?
Well, you know, we have six technical, broad technical areas, and, you know, that includes water use. So you mentioned the Meta data centers. People don't fully appreciate how much water those data centers use. And so we're very interested in being forward looking at ideas on how not to deplete aquifers,
right,
and how to use the abundant water resources that we have.
I would imagine this is one where we're going to have ideas that looked something different in a previous generation, in a previous field, and it's just being readapted to our new uses of energy.
Absolutely. And you know, we're interested in our companies being successful. So they need to have access to big markets. And our plants all up and down the Mississippi River represent many different products that are produced, chemicals, fuels. And there's, you know, us three sitting here can't even imagine all the things that they use in those big plants.
Right.
But the idea is to not let the carbon go, but to use it in a profitable way.
We've got Mike Mazzola and Stephen Loyan with us from Fuel, Future Use of Energy in Louisiana. They've got their Super Pitch event coming up on February 5th down in New Orleans, $100,000, the biggest, that's the grand prize. You've also got a $50,000 second prize and a $25,000 third place prize. Mike, you mentioned there's six different areas here. Carbon capture, use and storage, energy efficiency, and CO2 as feedstock, which Stephen talked about a little bit. Am I seeing H2 as an alternative fuel?
Yes, hydrogen, absolutely.
What are our possibilities there?
Well, we have a company, for example, that is taking water out of the air and using renewable energy, solar, in order to put it into what's called an electrolyzer and create hydrogen. The Department of Defense is very, very interested in this because this is the sort of thing that could sit out at a forward operating base, for example, and generate electricity for our troops.
Wow, that's very cool as well. We talked about water management. What goes into structural integrity and sustainable manufacturing practices?
That is a concern about all of the energy infrastructure, which includes, for example, pipelines. And so what we're learning is that the entire industry is concerned about various types of corrosion, for example.
Yeah.
And in addition, there are brand new forms of what I'll call concrete. In the business, we call it geopolymers, that can absorb vast amounts of carbon dioxide. In fact, it makes the concrete stronger and better. So those are two examples of infrastructure technologies that we have some amazing work going on at, for example, Louisiana Tech up in Ruston.
Okay, and this is a big one because every time we hear about a carbon capture project, we hear from those who are, you know, locals to where the project is going to be, and there are always some concerns from residents around there. This addresses their concerns directly.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, frankly, wouldn't you want to take an abundant potential waste product and turn it into something that's value-added rather than just stick it in the ground?
No, 100%. 100%. If we could use it, let's use it. That's a big part of every time we talk about carbon capture and sequestration, that usage part just kind of gets skipped right over, right down the middle. Also, economic and policy research. How does that get turned into a pitch?
So we don't have any companies that are pitching that meet one of those. But we do have proof of concept funds that in other use-inspired research where things like that could be.
And in particular, we have a great capability here at LSU called the Center for Energy. That center is doing economic analysis of all these companies that Fuel is going to fund and grow up and create thousands of jobs and billions of dollars of economic activity.
We've got Mike Mazzola and Stephen Loyan with us talking about Fuel's Super Pitch event coming up next week. It's coming up on February 5th down in New Orleans. All right, let's talk about what goes into the pitch and what kind of criteria we're looking at to judge them on.
So there are several criteria. So these companies are all about making sure that they can move on to get additional funding. Mm-hmm. When a company, early stage company, is looking for funding, they first source of revenue or money is friends, families, and fools. And then after that, there's something called the Valley of Death. That's where they've run out of funding. aunts and uncles won't talk to you anymore because you keep asking them for money, but right. you still don't have enough to get that proof of concept to be able to get professional funding. So what Fuel is doing is having not only the super pitch, but something called proof of concept fund, where we'll get award up to $200,000 to these companies to get them past the valley of death, kind of super boost them to get to that proof of concept phase. And that's what, so we've actually funded 5 companies with our proof of concept fund with over $850,000 investing into these companies. It's a grant, it's non-dilutive, but we call it an investment because it really is an investment. We want them to think of it as an investment.
So just what goes into that is basically sustainability and scalability?
Sustainability. Make sure you know who your market is.
Right.
Make sure you can, that it's achievable, that you can scale it. Mm-hmm. Just because you can do it once doesn't mean you can do it 100 times. And scalability is really where a lot of companies, especially entrepreneurs, get stuck. They're like, yeah, I can do this in the lab. I can do this in my garage. But can you really scale it to make money? And make sure that you can give that 10X that investors are looking for.
Yeah. The scalability part of this is what... The scalability part of this is where it's going to make a difference in all of our lives.
Yes.
That's where you actually see something that, you know, can change the future.
Yes. Yeah, so, absolutely.
I jumped in there. What else goes into the pitch?
Yeah. So
the criteria.
And also, too, is the investors are looking at who the entrepreneur is. There's a saying out there, it's the jockey, not the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a great idea, but the entrepreneur doesn't have the skill set to sell it, to go out and get money for it, then it's not going to progress. So a lot of it is all about who that person is.
So the pitch itself, the actual verbiage and delivery is going to be an important part of it.
It's really important. And, you know, some people think that that's kind of fake, but it's not. It's really important to present your idea in a clear, concise way that others can understand. A lot of this has a lot of science behind it.
Yeah.
You've got to break through the science and tell the audience what you're actually providing.
Okay, so parameters when they're getting out there, what are they given in order to pitch y'all? Because there's, like you said, there's a lot of science here.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of, you'll pardon the expression, there's going to be a lot of dumbing down to the panel.
Right. So it's a 10-minute pitch with 10-minute Q&A from people from Black Bay Partners, Louisiana Economic Development, and Shell.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, and we had judges, we wanted judges who were actually knew the industry and knew whether or not who was most fundable. And that's who the audience is. I mean, who the judges are.
You mentioned that Valley of Death phase right there. How important is it that you have companies, and it's part of the parameters, how important is it that you have companies that are still below that phase right now, and you're not just having those who are already sustainable on their own pitching to you?
That's a great point, because we're here to build the ecosystem. Right. I mean, we're starting from early stage companies all the way up to more latter stage companies. So we need companies on that whole spectrum, because
mm-hmm.
we won't get these latter stage companies if we don't start off with these younger companies with an idea. But the great part that we're seeing the most help that we can be as Fuel is that Valley of Death Fund. Try to get these companies the resources they need, not just money. We're partnering with the entrepreneurial ecosystem here in the state to make sure they're receiving the coaching, the capital, and the connections.
And then, so we get Stephen Loy and Mike Mazzola in with us. Mike, we had about a minute and a half left. That part brings it back around to you. I would imagine a big part of your role is the nurturing after the contest.
Absolutely. What we bring to it is not running the businesses for them. What we want to do is create an environment where our Louisiana companies have a better chance of success, and we lose fewer of them into unnecessary failures. I was a tech startup founder myself, and I know what those struggles are. And so anything that we can do from making those connections to helping companies get their next round of investment, introducing them to big customers that actually bring the scale in terms of market, all of those things help companies have a better chance of being successful.
The pitch competition coming up on February 5th, 5:30 p.m. in New Orleans, super pitch event. A lot of money on the line and a lot of the discernible future on the line as well. Oh, I assume the winner will be announced same night?
It will be, and more information is at FuelLouisiana1L.org. And Super Pitch, it's a free event, and love to see everyone be there.
Great, greatly appreciate both of y'all coming in today. Looking forward to this
one. Thanks for having us, Brian.
The future is bright when you put minds put the great minds to work like that.
And Brian, if you come, we might even validate your parking too.
Put me right in that winner column as well. Fellas, thank y'all so much for a couple minutes this morning.
Thanks, Brian.